Today we're examining some of the shifting behavior in this country, especially in California, as a measles outbreak continues to spread. We'll be hearing about the response of some schools in the state elsewhere in the program, but we begin with the changing views of parents and doctors. NPR's Patty Nament has this report.
Karen Bailey lives in Rancho Santa Margarita in Southern California. Her son is 7, her daughter 5. When her son was 2 months old, he was hospitalized with a high fever following a routine vaccination. He's healthy today, but the experience made Bailey skeptical about sticking to the recommended vaccine schedule.
This was, you know, not something I'm comfortable with, and it's not that I don't believe in vaccinations, it's just that I don't think that they should all be given at the same time to a tiny little baby.
So Bailey decided not to get all the recommended vaccines and to delay others. Her son's now caught up on most vaccines, including measles, but Bailey was holding off getting the measles vaccine for her 5-year-old daughter until recently.
We are annual pass holders at Disneyland, and we go there a lot, and I just felt like, I don't know, I was concerned. I was concerned enough that I went in last week, and I ended up having them give her the MMR vaccination.
Bailey's pediatrician, Dr. Bob Sears, says many of his patients are also rethinking vaccines. Some, like Bailey, are worried about their child getting measles, but others are more concerned about being socially isolated.
The main reason my patients are coming is because they don't want to get kicked out of school. They don't want to be sort of singled out as the only unvaccinated kid in the class. And you know, if measles does hit a particular school, anyone who doesn't have the vaccine actually is asked to stay home for 3 weeks.
Sears says pretty much all of his patients are either not vaccinated at all or pick and choose vaccines and delay others.
They all come to me because I guess I'm more respectful of their decisions. I'm more willing to listen to them and discuss the pros and cons.
Sears says he's generally pro-vaccine but does question the schedule, and he doesn't pressure parents who refuse to vaccinate. But among many pediatricians, there's a growing unease about unvaccinated patients. Dr. Eric Ball also practices in Southern California. This week, Ball's group practice unanimously decided to no longer treat unimmunized or under-immunized patients.
For our existing patients who have chosen not to vaccinate, we'll likely give them a set amount of time to come in, discuss with the doctor a catch-up schedule for their vaccinations. If they choose not to catch up on their vaccinations, we're going to ask them to find another pediatrician.
That decision results in part from pressure from parents who do vaccinate their children.
I have several patients a day who have threatened to leave our practice if we are still going to see patients who are unvaccinated. They do not want to see a kid with measles or whooping cough in our waiting room for fear that their baby might get sick from it.
Babies under a year old are vulnerable because they're too young to be immunized, and parents' worries aren't unfounded. Last year, Ball says 20 infants in his waiting room were exposed to the highly contagious measles virus.
It's horrible, and one of the worst things is the incubation period for measles is really long, like 2 to 3 weeks. So these families had to sit at home for 21 days waiting to see if their baby would come down with measles.
The infants were exposed to an unvaccinated child, and Ball says he spends lots of time trying to persuade doubtful parents.
Most of these parents are fearful because they've heard bad stories about vaccines. So I tell them stories about the way that I handle my own children, the way I vaccinate my own children. I tell them about things that I have seen as a doctor. I've seen kids die of whooping cough. I've seen kids die of meningitis. I've seen kids die of chicken pox. A lot of these parents haven't seen that, and they don't have the same fear of these diseases that I do.
It's estimated that 1 to 2 out of every 1,000 patients who get measles will die of complications. The move by Ball's practice is only the latest in a series of announcements by Southern California doctors who say they will no longer treat unvaccinated children. Patty Nament, NPR News.